Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. This month kicked off a popular time on the Lower American River. From late spring through summer, rafts fill the scenic American River Parkway just 15 miles east of downtown Sacramento. A popular route starts off at the Sunrise Recreation Area, ending at Riverbend Park. There, you will likely see people in yellow rafts, perhaps with water cannons and a speaker in tow, enjoying the self-guided beginner float. American River Raft Rentals is the largest rafting company in the area and has been around since 1974. Their opening day was April 20th, and they are celebrating a big milestone, 50 years. Kent Hansen is the co-owner of American River Raft Rentals and joins us as they embark and celebrate their 50th anniversary. Congratulations and welcome.
Thank you so much.
So when did you get interested in rafting?
When I was 5 years old, actually.
And I would imagine it was a family affair?
It was. My dad actually worked for the company I now co-own, and he was a whitewater rafting guide. So I started whitewater kayaking at 5, whitewater kayaking at 12, and basically in 2010 met the founder's daughter, bartending at the Folsom Hotel Saloon in Folsom. She invited me to work there when she found out about my recreational background, and the rest is history.
Well, I mean, 50 years is a long time, you know, to be in business. What do you love about being part of American River Raft Rentals?
I get to provide a service that I'm passionate about, and I know we do a great job doing it, introducing recreation to families so that we can have future generations of nature lovers.
For someone who hasn't rafted before, can you explain the experience? I mean, because you take in so many people, like every summer. I mean, you see all the yellow rafts floating down the Lower American River. What is the experience like for someone who hasn't done it before?
Well, you did mention we're just 15 miles east of downtown Sacramento, but we are in the American River Parkway corridor, so you are completely submersed in nature. You're surrounded by the fauna and the wildlife, and when you're out there on that river on our relaxing six-mile float, you can really forget about everyday life and feel like you're on a true vacation, and enjoying the river while it takes you downstream has something for everybody, whether you're out there to celebrate with friends or out there to relax and take in the pristine nature.
Hmm. When it comes to the 50 years and you take a look back and you've known about this company since you were a kid, how has it grown over the last 50 years?
Leaps and bounds. When I started working there in 2010, everything was done on pen and paper. And I started managing with another friend, Josh, who got us a point of sale and, online computer reservation program. And from there, it's taken off. And through COVID, we had to adapt and bring in new processes to, you know, mainstream things even quicker. And so everything's just, it's still coming along so quickly and so wonderfully while we're doing something that's in nature. We're also introducing technology this year. We have a new app that'll be launching as well, and that's going to be great because it'll promote more safety. We'll have location services for guests and even be able to do interpretational tours where people can learn about the river and all of the wildlife that gets to enjoy it as well.
Yeah, improving the user experience.
Correct.
Especially
yeah.
When you're on the river. When you founded in 1974, did it just take off or was it more of an uphill battle?
That's a funny story because in 1974, when the founder basically purchased the property from his dad and was floating down the river day when he had the idea, it did start slow for a few years. And he had a friend that ran a commercial on TV. And from then on, he's barely been able to keep up. And so luckily, we are able to enjoy the fruits of his labor and build off of that to make this company even more successful.
I've floated down the Lower American River. My husband and I, we have our own raft, but we do put in around the same place where a lot of your rafters put in. And it can get packed in a very good way. It's a very popular raft rental company. What does the float down the river look like? Are these mostly beginners that are renting the raft and going down the American River?
Yeah, each year we take on thousands of new rafters because we average about 8 people to a raft. And so somebody new is always joining to find out about it because our rafts range in size from 2 to 4 person rafts all the way up to 12 person rafts. And so we even do groups of 350 plus for catered team building events and things like that. But so, you know, we're getting a lot of new guests every single year, but we also are getting a lot of return customers that want to do their once a summer flow, or you take advantage of our loyalty programs where we have a frequent floater and your fourth rental is free. And we do a ton of business that way as well. So some people are coming, you know, a few times a month even.
Yeah. It's a good intro float as well. You know, it's I guess there's technically a rapid, the San Juan Rapid, but it's nothing like, you know, whitewater rafting. How long is the float and how long does it usually take for someone?
Our 6-mile float generally takes about 3 hours. With this year's perfect flows, it's going to be a nice 3-hour float all summer long where the paddles are really just in the boat for steering. You can count on the current to get you down without having to work too hard.
Yeah, let's dive into more. What are conditions looking like for this summer? Because we did have a pretty good winter.
Yeah, this is a perfect winter with the snow packed and the reservoirs full, and we're going to have perfect average flows all season long. Right now, we're at 4,000 CFS, which stands for cubic feet of water per second, and that's right at average and a perfect float time. We love 3,500 to 4,000 for getting people down without having to worry about, you know, paddling along the way to get in, because people, they're generally out there to enjoy each other's company and enjoy nature, not there to get the workout in the raft.
Yeah. What was opening weekend like on April 20th?
Well, we sent out our email to all of our loyal customers from previous years, and we had a great opening weekend. Everybody enjoyed themselves. Weather right now is mild, so it's like, you know, when it gets to be 100 degrees outside, sometimes that is too hot in some people's opinion. So right now, with temperatures in mid-70s, we're ready for rafting. If it's any colder than that, we'll close. So we're, you know, always keeping an eye on the weather, and that's why it's good to make reservations at raftrentals.com so that we can contact you if conditions do change. But right now, we anticipate perfect flows all season long. All we're waiting for is this perfect weather that we know we get every single year.
I mean, and you are at the mercy of Mother Nature. I can only imagine when going through difficult years of drought or maybe even too much water, that can be significant for how it impacts your company.
Sure. I'd like to say that the last 3 years since we took over the business, it has been character building. We started with COVID, and then we had the biggest drought in 50 years, and then it was followed by the highest water since 77. And so faced with all of those challenges, we adapted and found out how to keep the business alive and busy and fun for everybody. And now I think we're ready for anything.
Would you say that this year is the sweet spot when it comes to river conditions?
It's the year we've been waiting for. So we're ecstatic.
Good. I guess third or fourth year is a charm. What should people bring when they're going for a float down the Lower American River if it's their first time going to your company?
Yeah, we want everybody to bring plenty of sunblock, which means, you know, the sunglasses, hat, the sunblock that you spread on, and foot protection. So whether it's water shoes or an old pair of sneakers or sandals, because the beaches can be rocky, slippery, and hot. And other than that, we want you to bring an ice chest, just no glass allowed, but all your favorite food and drinks. And the only thing you have to be aware of is no alcohol on the major holiday weekends, Memorial Day, 4th of July, Labor Day. Otherwise, you did mention those water cannons, and when it gets busy out there on Saturdays, everybody's squirting each other to cool off, and it's that's one of the really good times out there. So all of that stuff is available in our River Mart as well for people who didn't plan ahead, but those would be the main things to bring. Lots of water.
And it is a self-guided beginner float, but I mean, all rivers should be, and all portions of a river should be respected. I mean, there is a safety component as well. And sometimes when you're having a lot of fun, you can underestimate what river conditions are like. What advice do you have for someone that is going down, and just so that, of course, they enjoy themselves, but they also keep safety in mind?
Yes, always wear a life jacket, no matter what, even when you're within 10 feet of the shoreline, because a lot of accidents happen when people are along the shore and slip in not wearing the life jacket. Another thing is making sure that, you know, somebody like you'd mentioned, you come down on your own raft, make sure your raft is intended for a river. A lot of people try to bring out floats that are more for backyard pools or lakes that are not intended for rivers. Our equipment has multiple chambers, and it's very durable and thick material, unlike the vinyl little Costco pool floats that can pop easily and then leave you in a predicament. So the life jackets and good equipment is my main advice.
Yep. When I have done that float, you see those branches sticking out of the water, and sometimes you'll see, you know, a floating casualty, like an inner tube that's stuck there. And I always wonder how those people fared, you know, because it is not as durable as a river raft.
Yep, correct.
When is peak season?
Memorial Day to Labor Day is truly our busy season where we're barely holding on.
Do you ever sell out?
We do not sell out. We love to say that we never run out of rafts. We do recommend the reservations, though, because certain size rafts become more popular on certain days. We will get you on the water no matter what for walk-ins, but making a reservation is so easy up until, like, you know, we say that 48 hours in advance is plenty of time to get whatever you need for the weekend ahead.
And it's important to also let people know if it's going to be their first time, there is a way to get back to where your car is, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So we provide bus shuttle back from the end point. So you basically rent, you raft, and then we got your return.
You mentioned this at the start of how you've been, you know, just with the water since you were a kid. It's you have deep roots with your family. You know, for those who are more adventurous, I mean, and it is close by in Placer and El Dorado counties, you can experience whitewater rafting, which is a very different experience than the lower American River. You have the North Fork and the South Fork. Why do you think our area is just such a great spot for enjoying the river?
Well, you know, we are central to so many places. You know, we get a lot of people out here from the Bay Area, and then everyone from Sacramento loves having us in their backyard. But it's truly the American River Parkway, having that 30-plus mile corridor where you get to experience so much nature. I mean, I can't believe the animals I see when I'm out there right now. Like, the poppies and the lupines are in full bloom, and you can see tons of fish and turtles and all the birds. I mean, we see bald eagles and hawks and peregrine falcons. It's crazy to think that this is all in Sacramento.
Ken, thanks for stopping by, and congratulations for 50 years.
Thank you so much.
Ken Hansen is the co-owner of American River Raft Rentals. They are located on the Lower American River in the American River Parkway in Sacramento County, and they just kicked off their season, and they're celebrating their 50th anniversary. That is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. If you want to join the conversation, you can email us at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producers Sarit Lashinsky and Jen Picard. Our digital producer is Chris Feltz. Insight's technical director is Mark Jones. Our original show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a great Monday. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.